Well, shalom and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. This is Charlie Bernhout, your host. We've been playing a lot of Chazanis, and there'll be Chazanis for the next few weeks. That's appropriate music, I trust. This second hour, or this hour of Chazanis, will actually be an interview that I had with my dear friend, Cantor Yossi Malavani. This was on March 18th of 2007. That was about 9 years ago. Yeah, it was 9 years ago. Some of you who go back with me from many years, well, that's pretty recent. You know, going back is to 1977. But 2007, I was on a midnight to one in the morning program, did it live every week. And invited various people to the studio, and one of the great pleasures of doing live radio is to get phone calls and put people on the air and have sort of extemporaneous discussions. But those days are past. That was New York radio, and so without any further ado, I'm going to be playing this program. Now, you'll note that I'm having some different discussions about events, phone numbers, and so forth. Of course, ignore that, but you'll get a sense of what was going on 9, 10 years ago when I was doing that particular live stint from midnight to 1 in the morning. I used to go it was Thursday nights, and I used to, every Thursday night, I'd leave 11:15 or so. Before 11, go to the Lower East Side and Grand Avenue, and I used the Nachum Siegel's studio there, and it was quite an experience. Yes, quite an experience. So let's go to that interview. As I said, ignore the phone numbers and so forth. Just get a sense of what my life was like in that phase. That phase of my my hobby. Here we go. Good evening, and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music, brought to you by Cantor's World. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, we try to bring you the best of the past, the present, and the future in Chazanis. And my partner, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, and I are so pleased about the response that you've given us at Cantor's World. This evening, I'm so proud and pleased to have with me in the studio my dear friend, Cantor Yossi Malavani. We will be having an interview and hearing many of his recordings. For those of you who may want to give a call right now, 212-529-4620, 212-529-4620, to speak to the cantor while this next selection is being played. We're going to start with Birkas Kohanim. This is a live recording that was at the Royal Castle in Warsaw, and the accompanist was Waldemar Malitsky. So let's start off with a selection by the great cantor Yossi Malavani, and then we'll have some conversation with him. And we look forward to a very, very interesting program. This is Birkas Kohanim.
Meshuleches batoyro kesuva aviyenei.
Cantor Yossi Malavani with Birkas Kohanim. Good evening, Cantor Malavani.
Good evening, Charlie.
I'm so honored that you're here this evening with us to have a conversation and to tell us a little bit about your life and your thoughts about the world of Chazanut.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. How did you first become interested in Chazanus?
Oh, I was 7.5 years old when Chazan Shlomo Ravitz in Tel Aviv invited me to audition for him to become a choir boy at the Bilu synagogue. It was a school. And immediately after I auditioned to him singing Adon Olam in different keys, I was right on.
Really?
And that was the beginning, from the age of 7.5.
Wow. I always point out that when I think of what was the common thread of all the great cantors, it seems that they all sang in choirs as young boys.
Absolutely.
And that something became part of them at an early age.
Well, with us it was different, because we did not sing with Chazonim. We were Chazonim.
Oh, really?
Rabbi Shlomo Ravitz, my Rebbe, my Cantoyal Rebbe, taught us to daven. And as a matter of fact, I was 8.5 when I first davened Kabbalah Shabbos.
Wow.
At the Bilu Synagogue in Tel Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine as davening the full Kabbalah Shabbos with a choir of 40 boys, with our teacher, our Rebbe Shlomo Ravitz, conducting the choir.
Wow.
Eventually, at the age of 12, I became his assistant. I became the conductor of the choir.
Now, I know that you are quite musical. You play the piano beautifully.
I'm a concert pianist.
Yes. When did you...
Well, I'm a graduate of the Music Academy in Tel Aviv. And also, I am a licentiate of the Royal Academy in London. So I have very high diplomas. I am also a fellow of the Trinity College in London.
Uh-huh.
So my diplomas in classical music are very much so. And so I utilized it for the Chazones.
Well, I know that you composed this previous...
Yes, that's my own piece, and I wrote the not only the recitative, the Chazones, but also the piano accompaniment.
It's kind of rare nowadays for cantors to compose, it seems.
It's rare, most unfortunately. It's rare. I demand, you know, I'm also a professor at Yeshiva University, at the Bell School of Jewish Music, and
yes.
I demand, I say that an extremely important component of cantorial music is to be able to compose and to improvise. And if we are not able to do it, if all we do is sing somebody else's piece, well, it's very, very nice, and the public likes it, that's very, very nice, but I don't think that Chazanut, the art of Chazanut, begins and ends with singing somebody else's piece. Unless you are your own composer and you use Nusach, the motifs, the Nusach HaTfilah, then okay, so you have a beautiful voice and you do what you do, that's fine, but it's got to be done. You have to have it in you in order to create excitement, sometimes on the spur of the moment.
Well, can you teach someone to improvise?
I have a class in recitative and improvisation at YU. And as a matter of fact, the second piece that I would like to play is a piece that was recorded live also at a concert in Montreal with Danny Gilder at the piano. And it's Psalm 42, Ke'ayalta rogal afikei mayim, like a deer yearns for the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I sing a wonderful niggun of the Kalever Rebbe, Shlita, and after that, on the spot, I improvise something.
Okay.
So it's a Perik Tehillim, which is not part of the davening, it's just a Perik Tehillim, and a lot of improvisation, a lot of Hasidus, a lot of Kabbalah, a lot of Chazon, it's a combination of everything.
Okay, so why don't we listen to that, and then we'll come back, because I want to hear more about how you came to the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, where you've been for how many years now?
33
years. Wow.
I came by boat.
Okay, so before we hear this next selection, I just want to point out to our listeners, if you would like to speak to Cantor Malavani while the selection is being played, we're here at 212-529-4620. 212-529-4620. Again, the selection.
But on the other hand, I would like them to listen to the piece.
Yes, of course. Well, they're recording it, you know.
It's okay.
Ke'ayal.
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 Ta'arog.
Ta'arog.
Ta'arog with an ayin, alafik eimayim.
Ta'arog, okay.
Yearning, like a deer yearns for water, so is my soul yearning towards you, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard that before. Quite interesting.
It's and, quite a piece. Yeah.
That was a composition of yours. I mean,
my own improvisation. The melody, as I said, was composed by the Kalev Rebbe Shmita, but the whole Chazonist, Hasidus, Kabbalah, mysticism, all my own on the spur of the moment.
And of course, Danny Gildar is so
Danny,
wonderful.
Knowing
to,
that Danny is at the piano and he is able to follow so well. That enabled me to do more and more and more and more. And that's what I'm talking about, Chazones, to be able to improvise also. Sometimes on the spur of the moment, to emphasize something, a word, an idea, an event, to make current affairs, mm-hmm. to make it something that belongs to the tefillah. The tefillah belongs to current affairs. Everything is in the tefillah. Everything is in the Bible. Everything is with us.
Now I want to go back to Israel. You were in Israel as a child,
yes.
And as a teenager, and then Did you stay in Israel?
Well, I was a cantor of the Israeli army.
Okay.
And two and a half years under Rabbi Goren, the chief rabbi, General Goren, a legendary
personality. What year would that have been about?
Between 1960 and 63.
Uh-huh.
In 63, I went to South Africa, to Johannesburg.
Okay.
Actually, just for the high holidays, but it turned out to be 4.5 years.
Really? I'm always fascinated by how many fine cantors came out of South Africa. Oh,
yes. South Africa, because of the Litvische Yidden there, they, excuse me, every shul wanted to have a first-class chazan with a choir.
Yes.
And, you know, there was no television, there was nothing. On Motzei Shabbos, we used to get together and discuss among ourselves, chazanim, what did you sing? Which composition did you sing? What key did you sing?
Interesting.
And how was the choir? And then one shul used to steal the choir from another shul, and it was always a problem. Uh-huh. But it was fun.
Yes.
It was wonderful, and the standard was very high.
After South Africa, then where?
London. I was the chazan of the Edgware Synagogue, which in the Guinness Book of Records is described as the largest in the British Isles.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very, very big shul. When we opened the back on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, 2,200 people.
Wow.
No microphone, of course.
With a choir.
And with a big choir of boys and men who were up in the loft, in the choir uh-huh. loft. So everything had to be prepared properly. And I was there 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was brought by Fifth Avenue Synagogue to Fifth Avenue Synagogue. They heard me in London at the wedding of the daughter of the chief rabbi, Jacobowitz, who before that was the first rabbi of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. Then he became subsequently the chief rabbi of England.
Of the Fifth Avenue?
Yes, he was the first rabbi of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, Rabbi
really?
Jacobowitz. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sure. And I sang at the wedding. They were looking for me that night at the reception. Couldn't find me. They called in the morning. We got together at the hotel that evening. My wife and I went to visit, to see the president. And there and then they made an offer. And it took a year and a half until we moved, until they made up their minds, and then we came here. So but I kept coming on visits all the time from London to Fifth Avenue.
Synagogue. Wow, that's 33 years.
33 years I'm at the Omed every Shabbos,
wow.
every Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Every event with the congregation, full participation in the life of the congregation.
And I always look forward to hearing your davening.
Thank you, Charlie.
You know, it's always inspirational and a pleasure. Really.
I can tell you, thank you, Charlie. I can tell you that each time I'm at the Omed, and which is, of course, as I said, every Shabbat, it's like the beginning. Except that the experience is there, the knowledge has become more,
uh-huh.
but the excitement, and looking forward to Davin has not diminished whatsoever.
You've been through some difficulties recently, and we're so pleased that you have come through it.
Thank you, and thank God, of course.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It was tough, and for about almost a year I did not Davin, including one Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the voice was there all the time, so the voice had a good rest. But the body had its difficulties, but with God's help and with the doctors and the treatments and everything, and thank God, in fact, only yesterday I had, or Tuesday I had CAT scan and PET scan, and the doctor called to say that everything is, thank God, clear
Great.
And clean. And I'm back in full swing, traveling all over the world.
Well, you travel.
Go all the time.
I'd love to see what your passport looks like. You probably need a new passport every few months.
You said it. Absolutely so. But I do. And so the passport department loves me because they get money all the time paid. But yes, of course.
Now, you're very, very much involved with the Bell School at the Yeshiva University.
Sure.
You teach courses there.
Yes, I'm a distinguished professor of liturgical music at the Philip and Sarah Bells School of Jewish Music. This is the official title. And I'm there every Monday from uh-huh. the afternoon into the night. And I teach different courses, and I enjoy teaching very much. I enjoy parting with my knowledge. I enjoy gaining knowledge through teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we have conferences, of course, I'm very happy to do that, to give of myself and my knowledge. And I enjoy the teaching. It's important to give it to the next generation.
Well, speaking of conferences, on Sunday, March 18th, you're going to have a midwinter conference at Congregation Rinat Yisrael
in Teaneck, New Jersey, and you will be giving a session praising God through song and poem. The program starts at 10:30. The first speaker will be Maestro Eli Jaffe.
Jaffe from Yerushalayim, yeah.
Right. And
then Rabbi Yossi Adler, the rabbi of the shul. Mm-hmm. It's under the auspices of the Cantorial Council of America and the Bell School of Jewish Music. And the people can register with the school at 212-960-5353, or they can go on the website. There is mm-hmm. an email address.
Right. Bellschool@AOL.com. I'm very pleased that Cantor's World has established a very good, close relationship with all of the,
yes,
the people
yes,
involved
course,
in the Bell School. I mean,
our
goal is the same, you
that's
know.
Right. That's right. We are more educational, of
yes,
course.
Of course.
And, of course, we promote Chazanut also.
Yes.
Whilst the Cantor's World, of which I have the honor of being honorary president, it promotes the art of Chazanut itself, purely, and that's just one complements the other.
You know, one of the frustrations that Benny and I have is we're approached by so many young, fine talents, and...
Send them over to Bells.
But they come from Bells, and they're looking for positions, and of course we could do a two-hour discussion about the tragedy of the shuls not hiring the Chazanim. There are so many... more and more young fellas want to be chazanim, it seems, and
that's right.
Despite the fact of the difficulties.
It's a big problem with the Orthodox synagogues, although I must say that they are something is beginning to change. We are getting sometimes requests from certain shuls that had enough listening to these so-called balei tefillah, balabatim, mm-hmm. who don't know nusach, and they just sing the prayers to all kinds of silly tunes. I don't want to go into it because it's...
For our listeners who may not be familiar with the concept of Nusach, just to give a brief explanation of what it is.
Well, it's, you know, every prayer has its own musical motifs by which one has to chant. And you just cannot change it. The same as you cannot change the reading of the Torah, the Tamei Amikah, the tops. So you cannot change it. Except that people do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
For example... וכולם פוסחים מספיהם בקדושה ובתורה, בשירה וזמרה, ומברכים ומשבחים ופרים, ומריצים ומקדישים, וממליכים. You cannot sing, for example, וכולם פוסחים מספיהם בקדושה ובתורה, song, או וכולם פוסחים מספיהם, הנה נוסח הפסליחס.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Each prayer has its own way, and one has to do it. And forget about the chazones now. If we talk about regular balei tefillah, good. Then let them do it, and that's what we teach. And at the conference, I'm going to teach them to balabatim and chazonim, to simple hallel, and they'll get some elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
So my session will appeal to all cross sections of the community, and we call on everybody to come. It's going to be wonderful.
We'll be announcing it many more times in the future, but save the date of Sunday, March 18th, and it will be in Teaneck, New Jersey. Our next selection is going to be an interesting one. You said that one of your favorite cantors, we hate to talk about who are the favorites, but I know that you do like David Kusevitsky.
David Kusevitsky was one of my heroes. I can say even is one of my heroes. David Kusevitsky was exactly my type of a chazan. He and Leib Glantz, although stylistically they were completely different.
Mm-hmm.
David Kusevitsky was an outstanding chazan, outstanding bal nusach, and an outstanding musician. Something which I keep advocating and asking people, study nusach and study music. Be able to take a sheet of music and read it,
mm-hmm.
and sing it from the music. Otherwise, you are not a complete professional. And David Kusevitsky was an outstanding musician. And he never sang a false note. He was always right on top of it. And very exciting. And so, what are we going to put on? Hamavir Bono.
That
was a favorite of our family.
I know that our mutual friend... Andrew is probably listening now also. We're going to dedicate this to Andrew. We hope you're feeling better. And Aviva, take good care of your husband. Okay.
Amavi Bonov with a choir by Herman Zalis.
Uh-huh.
The arrangement is outstanding. It's quite operatic, but it has some chazonische kvetch and nuances to it. And I just love it from my childhood.
Okay. Let's hear the great David Kusevitsky with Hamavir Bonov. There's a satellite problem. Okay, we apologize for the technical problem, but
And I apologize to David Kusevitsky's daughter, to Valerie.
Oh.
I called her this evening to listen to it, but she knows the piece well.
Yes, we'll play it again in the future. Right. So this was one of your favorites.
Oh, yes, very much. As you know, they used to have cantorial music at your request that people used to write to the radio, sending cards, postcards, and asking for it. And whenever they said, we are going to play tonight David Kusevitsky singing Amav Yerbonav with the choir, with Herman Zalis, everybody in Israel knew, oh, the Malovani family is on. So, no. And I liked, I knew David very well, and he was really my type of a person, or I was his type of a person. We became very friendly, and of course he could have been my father age-wise, but I looked at him with tremendous awe, meeting him in London and in New York. He was one of the greatest ever.
Well, the whole family was special, to say the least.
Of course.
We're here at 212-529-4620. If anybody would like to call in and ask a question or have a comment for Cantor Malovani, we're going to take a few calls if you're up to it. 212-529-4620. So where do you see Chazanis going?
Charlie, it's difficult to say. I'm not a prophet.
Okay.
But I know what I would like it to be. There is tremendous interest, of course, today in the cantorial music. But unless we move it to the synagogue somehow, I don't know, then it will become a museum piece.
Mm-hmm.
Just concerts is very, very nice, but then it's a museum. And when it's a museum, we have a problem.
Agreed.
Chazones, I always say to my students, you want to develop, you want to learn Chazones, the Omed is the best teacher. And if you know Nusach and you understand the meaning of the words and everything, then you have to go to the Omed and to Daven.
We have a caller. Good evening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
You had a question.
Go ahead.
How is it a Chazan able to Daven so nicely and still have Kavano to Vaperish and Milus and to Mimoitse the Olam, the Chiyuv?
So what's your question?
I want to know how it's possible. It's how hard I try when I Daven, I'm not a Chazan, or maybe about Tefillah.
Yes.
But it's so hard when we try to sing the Nusach or even sing a song, depending what we're doing, to have Kavano for Vaperish and Milus.
The kavone is there to start with even before we start singing, and when I am with the sidur at the omed davening, I don't think of anything else. Nor do I think of the cantorial piece which I'm about to sing, unless I've sung it zillions of times before and then decided that it's becoming part of my bones, part of my blood, part of my being. And so when I sing a cantorial piece, or even when I improvise, it comes from within. It comes from emuna. It comes from faith, the faith in the power of prayer. And so when I daven, I don't think of anything but the tefillah. Just, and therefore you have to be a little bit of a Talmud Chochem to be able to interpret the text. We talk about Perush HaMilas. Sure. It all goes together and you don't lose kavona. To the contrary, Kavona is created by genuine, genuine davening. And the people are not stupid, I want you to know. People can tell if a chazan is doing it from his heart and is genuine, or whether he's putting on an act.
Thank you. And let's hear our next caller. Good evening, you're on the air.
Uncle Charlie, how are you?
Okay.
You know who this is?
I'm trying to... Go ahead.
Menachem.
Menachem, okay. You have a question for Cantor Malovani?
Cantor Malovani.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You sang at my son's Sheva Bruchas in West Side.
Sure. And you're still talking to me, huh? Yes, go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
I can only tell you one thing. Kazak. I just want to give you my blessing.
Thank you very much.
That Charlie, you're a brilliant person. You know who to hang out with. And Cousin Malawani, besides his beautiful, beautiful chazanes, and I'd love to hear him daven on Shabbos.
No, why not? Why don't you come to the city?
No, no, we can talk about it.
Okay.
It's not that far.
No, fine. they have a shul. They have a hotel that's within walking distance with a Shabbos elevator, and we can make all arrangements.
It's not a problem. Chazan Malwani has a good elevator. He'll take me up.
That's not a problem.
You're a great team. You're a good promoter. You're a good teacher. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for
calling. Thank you so much.
Take
care. Kultiv, have a good Shabbos.
Kultiv, good Shabbos to you.
All the best.
Okay. Chazan Malavani, what is our next selection? It's
We were talking about David Kusevitsky,
yes.
In 1960, when the Chazonim Farband of the Second Avenue Chazonim celebrated their 60th anniversary in 1960.
Okay.
They had a concert in Madison Square Garden. Oscar Julius conducted a choir of 150 Chazonim, and some select Chazonim were soloists. Moshe Kusevitsky, David Kusevitsky, Jacob Barkin, and some others.
Mm-hmm.
David sang premiered a piece by William Bockchester from Montreal, Ad Hashem Mar Abu Tzarai. That's a piece, it's like a cantata, a Psalm 3. And it was difficult for me to get hold of the music. But 33 years later, in Moscow, I sang it with my Moscow choir, the Moscow Jewish men's choir, which is probably one of the best
right.
Jewish choirs in the world.
By the way, our listeners may not know, you're very much involved with that choir.
Yeah, that's another hat that I'm wearing. I established a school for Chazonim in Moscow under the auspices of the Joint. And I sang it, and you know, most of my discs are from live recordings.
Mm-hmm.
In the studio, you can cheat. If you go to the studio and you record, you take a few takes, and then whatever is good, you put it together. But here, it's all live. If it's good, we put it on a disc. If it's not, it's not.
Right.
And I'm very proud that it went through. So, although it's David Kusevitsky, he premiered it, but I'm singing it this time. Hashem Marabu Tzarai.
Okay, let's hear it. Live recording.
Yeah.
Hashem Mar Rabu Tzorai, a live recording.
At the Bolshoi in Moscow.
Wow. 7 years ago. Well, time goes by so fast when you're having a good time. Just a couple of brief announcements. I remind you that on Sunday, March 18th, they're going to have the Midwinter Conference at the Congregation Renat Yisrael in Teaneck. On the 23rd and 24th, Cantor Yaakov Motzen will be davening in Teaneck, also at the Renat Yisrael. And don't forget, this coming Sunday, I know there may be a few tickets left for Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, a celebratory concert, Return to Jerusalem. That's March 11th, this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Park East Synagogue. You've all heard about it, and I hope that you won't miss it. It should be a most wonderful concert. Okay, now, we have a few more minutes. Cantor Yossi Malavani, I don't know, there's so much to talk about, really.
There is.
How about some closing thoughts for our audience about the importance of Chazonas and how people should view it?
Charlie, Pesach is coming.
Uh-huh.
And Pesach has its specific prayers. And it has its specific piyutim. I know most of the shuls don't say, for example, Brach Dodi. But why not to learn it? You learn it at the midwinter conference. Nusach, Nusach, Nusach. Even those people who go to the hotels. I know in the hotels you're relaxing, and it's everything is squashed between one meal and another meal, including the davening. A pre-breakfast breakfast and a real breakfast, kiddush breakfast, and then lunch. But the davening should be properly and should not be rushed. Remember, we pray to God. We do not pray to the clock. But Nusach is important. And those shuls that feel that the time has come to upgrade their services, even if it is not every Shabbat, call us at the Bell School and we will give you Chazonim or Balei Tfila, whatever it is, but just let's make sure that the whole concept of Tfila is treated as serious as everything else in the communal life and the congregational life.
Well, I thank you for your words of wisdom, Cantor Malavani, and I know that Helen and I look forward to sharing many more Shabbosim for
anytime.
many more years.
It's always a pleasure to see you at the Fifth Avenue.
Hearing your wonderful davening and what I call true soul music. Of course, you know, we talk about Jewish soul music. And
this is the true one. This is the authentic one.
Yes.
Others are nice and they're okay. But this is the authentic one. This is the real thing. The Chazanut, the Chazones, the Tefillah. That's so beautiful.
Yes. We do have to get the cantor back to the Umid, and I think that's the next stage of Cantor's World's goal, is to, and also to work closely with
the Cantorial Council of America Cantor is very much involved in the Bell School.
And Bell School. So
we have, by the way, this semester some lovely young men who are very promising, and I'm already working hard on, especially with this particular. Uh-huh. I have one master class of recitative and improvisation. I have some wonderful guys, and it's just a pleasure to work with them and to teach them and to make them advance in the art of Chazanut.
Okay, so let's just hope that we're at the beginning of a new golden age of Chazanus.
Yes.
It can be there. It really, it's just going to take education, appreciation, and the shuls will have to wake up.
We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. Okay. We'll push for it and we'll do it.
Okay, so we are here at 212-529-4620. If anybody would like to say hello to Chazan Malavani, 212-529-4620. Thank you for joining with us this evening. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember, word of mouth is the best form of advertising. Again,
absolutely.
Have a good Shabbos. And
good Shabbos
so
to you also. Best wishes to all the listeners. And they continue listening to this program.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so here we are back to 2016, and this was a program from, when was it? 2007, just 9 years ago. And as you are aware, Cantor Malavani is a great champion for Nusach, and we are planning to do something very special on this program concerning that in the near future. He's all over the world. It's very hard to catch him, but I'm dedicated to working on this project. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.